into the pit. But then when they recognize what they did was wrong, and then they want to come out of the pit, sometimes it takes years and years for that type of healing to occur. So, subhanAllah, even in these signs, you know, even in the universe around us, there are so many signs for the one who's aware. Now, there's many examples of how we can dig a pit or how we can go into the canyon without recognizing how much time it takes to come back out. But there's one that is especially important because it particularly applies to something that affects us every single day. And that is the missing of salah. SubhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ in one hadith, he mentioned that when an individual leaves salah, so there's an individual and he leaves the salah, and then he makes it up, he will be punished. And in fact, the wording of the hadith, I'll just read it to you. Udhiba fin nari haqba. He will be punished in the fire for a period of thousands and thousands of years. Now look at the wording of this hadith. What's the Prophet ﷺ saying? The Prophet ﷺ saying, a person who misses a salah and then makes it up. This isn't the person who doesn't care about salah. This is the person who recognizes the importance of salah. He misses a salah. What does that do? That digs a big pit for him. Then he tries to make it up, recognizing that he put himself into the pit. So what happens to that person? He's punished for thousands of years. Udhiba fin nari haqba. Just imagine. So, I mean, this is a great example. A supreme example of an individual who digs a pit for himself, easily goes down into it without recognizing what he's doing, and then all of a sudden when he's there and he's seeing where he's buried himself, now he looks back up and he sees that it's going to take thousands of years to get out of this pit. What was a 5-minute mistake becomes a thousands of year now makeup. So for us, it's very, very important. In another hadith, very, very important for us to not get into this pit. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that when an individual misses salah, his name is written on a door of hell. Okay, I'm paraphrasing. When an individual misses salah, his name is written on a door of hell, he will visit it. Okay, which he will visit. Now just imagine, for one simple missing of a salah, because we for some reason or another put something ahead of our salah, or we gambled with our salah by trying to place it at the end of its time, for missing of one salah, we get our name written on a door of hellfire, and we may have to visit that. If the name is there, it's there for a purpose, right? So we have to be very, very careful about digging this one particular hole between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, we should always reflect in every single action that we do, that we not dig these type of pits so that when we try to get out, we're just trying to make all this effort to get ourselves out of it, but in salah in particular. Now, in this day and age, right, especially when you come into these months of summer, these hadith and this concept becomes even more appropriate because it applies to the Fajr prayer. But as the days